This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As the dust settles after last week's election, one thing is clear. Leading pro-abortion women are entirely and radically intolerant of women who choose to be pro-life, especially in the political arena. Many people were enamored with an 18-year-old candidate in West Virginia until they found out she was pro-life and then ridiculed her in the national media. Sarah Blair won her election to the West Virginia House of Delegates. But perhaps Hillary Clinton conveyed it best while criticizing a pro-life Republican woman. She said, "It's not enough to be a woman. You have to expand rights and opportunities for all women." Perhaps a nice sentiment, but the rights and opportunities Mrs. Clinton talks about too often relate to abortion. Abortion advocates are intent on keeping the Tennessee Constitution radically pro-abortion. They are suing to strike down Amendment 1, alleging ballots were not accurately counted, even though there is a 20,000-vote margin. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Catholic bishops from Kenya managed to obtain 4 vials of tetanus vaccine used in that nation and sent them to labs in Kenya and all over the world. What came back showed the vaccine to be a population control program laced with a drug to cause multiple miscarriages and sterility. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.